Okay. Hi, guys. Welcome to Dimitri's TED Talk. I know it's been a couple weeks, and that's because school just started, and I cannot stay home anymore and schedule my day. I have to go by their schedule. So, this is last minute on Thursday. I'm going to upload this as soon as I'm done, literally recording this podcast. But thank you all for sticking with me and continuing to watch my older podcasts that maybe the ones that you have not seen yet, the ones that you're interested in. But just so you all know, I do have a video version of this podcast if that's what you kind of are into. I'm going to link that down below. So, let me get right into what's been going on since I have talked to you last.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
School started, and a bunch of okay. So first of all, I go to a school that is not in the best city, okay, and there's fights every single day. I love seeing them, but I don't want to be in them, obviously. I wish I could show you a fight at my school without getting in trouble. That I cannot do. I wish I could show you a fight because I would just show you guys how stupid these things actually start, how stupid these things actually are, and how unworth it actually is in the long term. I wish I could show you that because really, it's not worth it to fight. It's not worth it to get a suspension. It's not worth it to get that on your record. It's not worth any of that. So, for me, I don't really find it that worth it, but I do kind of find it funny when the fight's actually happening. Yeah, at the time I'm like kind of shocked, but then when I look back at it, I'm like, wow. And I kind of start laughing at the situation because of the whole entire, because of the fact that it is very, like, it's not even supposed to happen in the first place. So there's about like three fights in my school per day. Long story short. And all of these fights just start out of nowhere. Maybe, I mean, obviously, I don't know the full story of what's really happening behind the scenes, but it looks like it just starts out of nowhere. One girl's yelling at the other, and then the girl's yelling, and blah, 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 and then they start fighting. Or two guys going at it, boom, and then they start fighting. Like, it's very stupid. It seems like it's very, very unneeded. And I just don't want to be a part of any of that. So I just keep my distance. I watch the video after. And if it takes them realizing that they're doing something stupid, maybe it'll take a couple years, but they'll come around and say that, listen, that fight literally, it was not worth it at all. And I feel like people should just stop, but at the same time, I want some entertainment and some spice in my life. And really, security guards would have no job if there was not fights because of the fact that that's the only reason why they're here in the first place is to stop the fights from happening. So security wouldn't have a job if there was no fights. So it doesn't make it right though. That's not my point in saying that. So I feel like since the last time I talked to you, a lot of things have happened. So I have so many things I want to get out, and I've been wanting to film this podcast, but actually things just didn't, my schedule didn't add up to what I wanted when I wanted to do this. Like I wanted to actually film this podcast on like Saturday, but then I was like, oh no, I need to do this thing, and then Sunday, and then oh no, I need to do this thing, and then one thing after another, after another, after another, and then it just, boom, it didn't happen until the last moment. So I do want to actually have a set day that I do record these podcasts no matter what. So I want to get up at like 8 o'clock in the morning, maybe 7 on a Saturday, and then boom, that's when I'll do it. I do want to start doing the video portions, I mean the video versions of this podcast, but I feel like I am not ready to be on camera in the mornings unless I do my routine. Then I don't know, that's a whole different situation. I feel like I would have to, first of all, I eat breakfast first, then I brush my teeth, then I do my skincare, then I do my hair. So, yeah, so sometimes I just feel like I just have so many things going on that I'm like, I don't have time to do the things that I want to do because I actually like sitting here and just talking for the brief, like 30 minutes that we have this podcast every week. And of course, my dog wants to go for the usual walk that we go on. And he's begging me right now. He's looking into my eyes. Winston, come on. Come up. No, he's probably not going to join us because he never does unless I get up and actually, like, come on. But he never actually does. He comes on my bed every single morning. I love it. Comes on my bed every single morning and he takes up my whole, like, I have a queen bed, so my bed's pretty big, right? And he takes up, he, of course, okay, I have half of the bed I take up because I'm so used to a twin bed. And then he has the whole entire other side of the twin bed to lay on, but of course he wants to lay right on my legs or right on me. And he wants to lay on the half that I'm on, which, yes, I don't mind because he's warm, and usually it's cold in my room. So I like the warmth that he gives, and he probably likes the coldness that I give him. So I also like his fur. Okay, so he's a black lab, obviously. I think I talked about Winston before, and he has this coat of fur, and it's wicked soft. And I wanted to find a blanket like that in the store, and I've been trying to find one, but I could not find one that was quite right for me until I actually went into Target and I was looking around, and I actually found a blanket that reminds me exactly of his fur. So if you do hear a noise in the back, that's actually him. Now he's looking at me and trying to bark. Hey, come up here. Come up here, Winston. Maybe he'll join. Come on. Nope, he doesn't want to join. Hey, are you gonna join us? Come on, up. Okay, he's gonna join. What do you want to say to the people? What do you want to say? Right here. Okay, that's his wise word. 2021. Okay, that's from Winston. He's gonna finally join us in the podcast. See? Look, Winston. Look, what's that? That's the camera. Yeah. Yeah, Winston, you good boy. Again, if you do want to see Winston, now you're giving me kisses. See, have you ever saw those TikToks, right? Of the people in there, and it was like a challenge. It was like, okay, kiss your dog one time on the face and see what they do. I kissed Winston one time, and then he just immediately starts giving me lots of love because he already knows. He already knows I'll never hurt him. Like, every single time he does something wrong, I'm like, no, Winston, that's not what you're supposed to do. And I never hit Winston. Nobody ever hit Winston. I don't feel like that's the best way to raise dogs. I mean, we keep talking about different situations, and I kind of find that funny. But I feel like this is just a conversation, and that's where I would go with a conversation, too. I would just be talking about a million different things. So with dogs, I feel like the best way to train them is with love. Because, and I heard this from somebody, I saw actually a TikTok video on it. They were saying that instead of actually having fear as a training for dogs and people too, scare them with love, okay? Instead of having fear in hitting and beating and like stuff like that, why not love them so much to the point that they don't ever want to disappoint you because they don't want to lose that love, that unconditional love that you give them. That's a kind of how dogs are. They don't want to lose your unconditional love. So as soon as you say no and you turn around and you start ignoring them, that's when they'll say, oh, wait, this thing that I did is not good. And that's what Winston learned over time. And every time, like, he doesn't typically do things wrong because he's like 4 years old and he already knows better. Right, Winston? You know better. Okay, he's almost four. His birthday's actually on November 20th. So that would actually make him a Scorpio doggo. And yes, I think I did have a whole entire podcast on zodiac signs. I do want to have another one, but I want to bring my friend on this podcast. We did talk a little bit about having him on the podcast, and he said that he would come, but I don't know. Like, every time he comes over and we're like, okay, yeah, let's do this, let's do that, it never ends up happening. So we don't want to say, okay, yeah, let's film this podcast, and then the podcast never gets filmed. So I feel like that's what would end up happening. So Winston's actually licking himself right now, so that's nice. Winston, hey. Shh, shh, shh. It's okay. It's okay. So I kind of feel bad for him, though, because during the day, we're actually at work. So he's just home alone. And I kind of do wonder what he does when we're not here. Maybe he talks to the ghosts because my house is haunted 100%. I don't know if I told you guys, but yeah, my house is 1000% haunted because of the fact that, okay, as soon as I started working out for the first time, I literally felt, I get chills every single time I talk about it. I literally heard my great grandmother call my name and then touch me when I was working out for one of the first times I ever worked out. And then I got the chills, and then I got cold, and then I started shivering, and then I called my grandma, and then we were talking about that. And then my sister actually saw my great-grandma here, and then my dad actually saw my great-grandfather, which is his grandfather. So it's like so many things actually happen here that it's so crazy to think about. The fact that it's not haunted, and that's just our imagination. It's just, that's what would be crazy in this situation. Not the fact that those things actually happened. The fact that it did not happen would be more crazy, because that would mean that we are going cuckoo when we're not. We're definitely not going cuckoo at all. And I feel like I did get some things on camera, because one time I was trying to talk about something. I forgot what I was trying to talk about. I think I was doing yoga. And all of a sudden, I just had these orbs show up in the video. And I'm like, what? And I said, spirits, if you are here, please show yourself. And the lights started flickering. I'm like, okay, never again. I stopped filming. I could not. I started crying. I could not, like, deal with that. And I feel like that's exactly how I'll feel if, like, aliens come down. I think I already talked about this. If I didn't talk about this here, I think I talked about it on my Don't Trust What You See series, which I don't post anymore because I already knew. I stopped it as soon as school started because of the fact that I knew I was not going to have enough time. That would mean that I had to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, film for an hour, okay, and then upload it on the Saturday, so that would bring it to 8 o'clock, so that's typically when I get up anyway. So it's a little bit too much for me for that, but I do want to continue these podcasts, so I think I'm going to switch the podcast to every 2 weeks for your expectations, but if I do end up uploading every single week, just know that it is not like an ongoing thing until I do have a break, or, oh, Winston, what are you doing? Okay. Until I do have a break or summer happens again. But next year, I don't have any school, so I'm going to have a lot of time in that matter. And I'm kind of excited for that. Like, I told one of my teachers that, yeah, I'm not going to go to college at the moment. Maybe I will in the future, but right now, it's not on the horizon. Don't know how to say that word, I guess. And she was upset with me. She's like, Dimitri, you're making a terrible decision. I'm like, listen, I don't care. Okay, I have my financial situation all figured out. I know what I'm going to do, okay? I don't need to go to college to do what I want to do. So it's not needed, so I'm good. Why would I pay somebody the money that I could have used for myself? It doesn't make any sense. I feel like, also, everyone... Oh, yeah. Okay. So, I'm going to get back to what I wanted to talk about, but I just remembered this. So, for the past couple days, I've actually been so obsessed with, like, looking at, like, nostalgic foods that I used to eat, like, very unhealthy foods, and then having the sudden cravings for it, because literally, I used to go to Chili's with my grandma when I used to sleep over, and I used to get the triple dipper all the time, and it used to be so good when I was young, and I used to love it all the time. But then I stopped really sleeping over my grandparents' house because of the fact that I started working and stuff like that, and I never really got it that much. So then I looked it up, and I was like, wow, I'm craving that. So I got it. I finally got it today. I was craving it like 3 days ago on Monday, and I have like 15 tabs open on my school laptop of all food. I don't know what's happening. Okay. And I'm thinking about doing some mukbangs in a break. So if we don't have school on like on a Monday, like maybe Christmas break, I will, because I do want to do a mukbang. Just go to a restaurant, spend a bunch of money and give my honest opinions on the food. And I feel like that would, and I'll start uploading on YouTube that. But I don't want to edit the video. I feel like it should just be like a raw experience. I feel like it should be like Nikocado Avocado or Trisha Paytas. Like they don't edit their videos. They just upload like an hour video, and boom, that's it. So that's kind of what I want to do. But I do want to have actual good sound. So I want to get a lav mic, which, if you don't know what that is, that is actually a mic that connects to your shirt, so you have some good mics. I do want to pick that up, so for Christmas I'll get that. And but I do want to use it for Christmas break, so I'm not really completely sure. I don't know. Maybe I'll pick that up sooner. Maybe I'll pick it up like next week or so, because I do want to definitely start doing mukbangs, but I don't want to go out and get like a microphone, really, really good microphone, some lighting for my car, some like all of this, so I can start filming in the car, and then I just don't film in the car. Like that would be such a waste. Because I do need to actually pick up stuff for my car so I can film. Like, I'm going to have, like, I don't know if I would say like multiple angles because of the fact that that's gonna be editing. But I could just record with my phone, but most of the time I am using my phone for other things. But I could just do like a, oh, just come along with me, like on a Saturday or something. I feel like that would be a really good idea to do. But stay tuned for that video, because it's definitely going to come out. But until then, Winston's making some rumbly sound. It's definitely not me. It's Winston. Winston's making some rumbly sound, and I think that he wants to go for you know what. I don't want to say it too many times to excite him, and then I just don't end up going, and that would break my heart. But thank you all for watching, and I know that I haven't uploaded in a couple weeks, and like I said, I do want to have a I do love this. Like, I love talking to you guys. I just want to have a guest on here, because I haven't had my sister come on here in a long time. And that was the last guest that I had. So I'm trying to get one of my friends to come on. Still a work in progress. If you do want him to join the podcast, please message me on Instagram, Arujo underscore Demetrius, or you can go to demetriusarujo.com/links, and you can see all of my social links there. Send me a DM on Instagram. My DMs are open. Send me a DM on Instagram, and then you can just say, "Hey, we want a guest. We want to see your friend. We want to see your friend." So I'll show him all those messages, and then he'll finally come on. He'll actually come on the show. But thank you all for watching, and I hope that you have a great rest of your day. And I do hope that you enjoyed this podcast, even though it's been like a little bit all over the place. I do really enjoy doing these things and just like emptying out my mind to somebody that really can't respond back to me. That's the thing that I love the most. Just saying things, and then you guys can't respond back to me. So it's just like I kind of have the last say, but I like it. I don't know. But thank you all for watching, and I hope that you have a great rest of your day. Bye.